Let's report!
Hey, y'all, let's do it. I'm a white guy, can't fucking rap.
Oh,
hey, dog.
GPS
report! I got jammed.
How does it feel to be in a GPS report?
White satin, never reaching the end.
Legends are written.
Letters! I thought it was letters I've written.
Letters are written.
Legends?
That's what I said. One of those things that I clearly have been saying wrong my whole
legends
life.
Legends I've written.
Legends are written is what I heard in my head growing up.
No.
But it's letters, obviously.
I think so. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
You can't write a legend like you can be a legend.
Someone wrote, I am legend. So, there's loopholes.
Quick side thing. Well, first of all, we're in Florida right now.
Do your quick side thing.
No,
first.
We'll get to this. It's really embarrassing. But we're in a hotel room in Sarasota. We might have to do a short ep because we got a show tonight. Big doings in Sarasota. Pouring rain. But yeah, we're here. Another podcast. And we're joined by not only a special guest, but in a hotel room audience this evening. Make some noise, everybody.
Sad.
ladies and gentlemen, this is, I made a goal when we did the episode 52 to, we were talking about like the year in review podcast. Stuff fans said and that I agree with is like, just have more people on. It's fun to hear Will
guest
and loud.
Guesting.
So now we're off the rails. We're just having fans come on. We're just like fucking, let's just give the mic off to whoever. We got my buddy, Ryan Burkett. Is it Burkett or Burkett?
It's Burkett.
Burkett?
Well, I mean, it's whatever you want it to be.
It's actually...
I'm a guest on your show. You call me whatever.
Are you French?
Is it Burkett?
But, yeah, say hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Thanks for joining us. It was kind of like, I knew we were trying to record a pod before our last night, and then shit get hectic, Terms flying to see his family, and we'll be split up. Actually, next week, I think we're going to play an old thing that never
what
got
up,
released.
Bam!
But cool. Cool aside. That was sick.
Fams. Do people say fam still?
I guess you do. You're trying hard. So every time we're in Florida, I guess last time it was what, Tampa?
Yeah.
Was that the. You guys come out
of Ibor.
Is it Ibor?
Ibor.
Ibor, that's right.
Saying Ibor.
It's like the Burkett
thing. You could just call
thing.
It Bor since it's A E I O U, sometimes Y. You can choose not to say it.
Like is that the place that had chickens? Walking around.
Crowbar, it was called.
Well, yeah, but no, they are actually famous for their chickens.
Remember, there was
the
like, yeah, there's chickens.
Chickens
walking
were
around.
Crossing the road. Why? I don't know. You get it? When we were in Canada,
too bad
actually,
there's no crickets here.
A comedian told me the why the chicken crossed the road to get to the other side joke, and then he told me that he's like
a comedian told you that? Grandma told me that one.
No, he told me what it means, and I think I've already said this on the show, but he said that it was like I never thought of it. I thought the joke was that it's the oldest joke, and it's not funny. Like that's what it is. It's so the first joke, but
I thought it was like because it's literal. You know, that's the joke of like
no, he crossed it. Duh, it's. A to B. Well, it's not funny.
Well, it's you don't
what,
overthink
are you
most jokes.
Clever,
you know, simplicity.
Right. But so this guy
apparently that's not it.
In
according to this
Saskatoon,
guy, I don't know if I believe him.
Saskatchewan. This dude told me, no, dude, it makes sense to get to the other
allegedly.
Side. He's blowing my mind. He goes like, dude, the other side. He's on a suicide mission, man. He's crossing that street. He gets flattened by a truck. He crosses over. He dies. He gets to the other side. And I was like, that makes so much sense to me. Like, it's plain chicken.
Well, side's a relative term. I mean, what do you classify as the other side?
Like, well, like, that's been a euphemism for
like, usually
the afterlife.
You get fries with the meal, but you could opt
you
for,
could
like,
sub in the other side.
You give me coleslaw, it's going back.
I'm a potato salad kind of guy myself.
Show me potato salad.
You know, I saw an article. I didn't read it, actually.
I saw a headline.
Like most people that say I read an article these days, I read a headline. And then
I read
an assumption of what
headline.
The rest of the article was about, and I got angry because I didn't like... the narrative of the headline.
That's maturity. That's learning.
Anyway,
that's what learning
that
is.
Millennials are they're killing mayonnaise. That's what they said we're doing.
Oh, cool. That's news.
Are we millennials first?
Was it ever living?
Is it millennials or millennials? What are you saying?
Am I saying it wrong?
I'm saying lineals.
Is it millennials?
Whatever.
You say it right.
Millennium. Millennium.
Plutonium.
Falcon.
Uranium. Go ahead.
It's
nuclear.
Milleniles.
So we killed mayo.
Yeah, I guess millennials hate millennials. hate mayonnaise. Do you guys like mayonnaise? Because I'm a big mayonnaise guy. I got one thumbs up, one thumbs down.
A thumbs down and an on the fencer.
Out of the three people in the audience, one was yes, one was no, one was divided.
The I yes didn't like and the it. No equal a zero, and then the neutral is still a zero. So we got nowhere with that.
Well, can we disagree that Miracle Whip should be abolished off the face of the earth?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's just agree on that.
I seriously can't stand it. My girlfriend made me a good sandwich recently, and she was like, how is it? And I was like, it's great. Like, excuse me, I could do without the Miracle Whip. And then she didn't even realize. She goes, oh, shit, I used the Miracle Whip. I had mayonnaise. And like, even she was like, yeah, I kind of questioned her judgment.
One says mayonnaise on it. One says Miracle Whip.
One is fucking XXX.
Whose house were you at? Yours or hers?
Hers.
So why does she have it in her fridge? That sounds like breakup terms.
Yeah. Well, could be. That's
if she knows that it's shit and it was still in her fridge.
Fire sandwich, but it fucked it up because mayo, good. Miracle Whip,
the thing
fucks up a
sandwich.
What
also irritated me about this article was the sub-headline thing then was
saying
how like...
You really read deep into this article.
Well, then it was like there was like a quote from a millennial.
Come on.
That was like...
You've asked us how to say it like four times. You don't know how to say it yet?
It was like,
let's get past it. I should have never said anything.
I'm glad to be the generation that killed the mayonnaise salad. And when they say mayonnaise salad, it makes it sound like you're pouring mayonnaise into lettuce. And then
that's
you're like,
you
know, I'm
salads.
Glad I'm the guy that killed that. That's not what a mayonnaise salad is. It means like potato salad and shit. Macaroni salad. The base of those salads is
tuna
mayonnaise.
Tuna salad.
Right?
So
chicken,
wait, they killed it
because
they stopped eating
egg,
it?
Salad. What?
So
that's
what?
The other thing that bothered me about this article.
I still buy mayo. No
I
problem.
Eat mayonnaise. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's
dead.
To dead. Me.
I go places, they got mayonnaise still.
In high school, ironically, we're sitting there, they're like, do you like mayonnaise? And I said, yeah. It was like kind of like a race thing. Like they turned liking mayonnaise into white or black.
Why isn't it womanaise?
On like Def Comedy Jam when I was a child, that I learned that black people don't like mayonnaise and it's a white people thing.
Is that fact or are you being stereotypical?
I'm repeating the stereotypicalness of someone I saw on TV.
Okay, so you're good. Go on.
Yes, that was all I had. I mean, that's what we were getting at, right? It's a race thing.
Yeah, no, and on a side note, also same person. I don't know if I can say this on your podcast.
Crack ass
eating pussy was a white or black thing. And he was kind of like, oh, you're white, you eat pussy, that's gross. But then everyone else in the class kind of like, no, you're weird.
Well, the way you said that made it sound like it wouldn't be gross if you were black and you ate pussy.
What if there's mayonnaise on the pussy?
Delicious.
Miracle Whip Lou.
I think where we were going originally.
I'm
going
to toss that mayonnaise salad. That's my answer. I needed a second.
So,
excuse me?
I don't know how we got there, but yeah, Ryan and his friends always come to our Florida shows.
8 minutes later,
and we got one tonight.
Side, other side.
And then it fucking lined
up. This chicken finally got to the other side.
We got, so I originally met Ryan in a non-Palmer Squares event fashion, because when I had my old job, I worked for the college in Chicago, and for a couple years, I would...
Malcolm X College.
That's one college. I go running around there. I jog the block.
He runs night. Away.
And I, anytime we go anywhere, really, whether we're alone or together, we'll throw up a tweet or something of like, you come
well,
to
no,
the show or just
the
like.
I posted a song. I don't know which one it was.
I posted a song?
You guys posted a video to a song that you guys had just done, and I can't recall the name. I don't know why I started this.
Huh, some fan.
It's. I don't know.
Well,
not to sound.
I went up and
was
I,
that movie?
Not to sound like a mayo
guy.
Lover, but it was with a black guy. And
it's cold.
He hated mayonnaise.
It's cold.
Was that right?
I don't know. Streetlight. I mean, you said it with confidence.
So
oh,
we,
Streetlight.
We had. I had to go a couple years with. 1 year it was in Florida. 1 year it was in Kansas. But there were these seminars where, like, they would basically like the school would send their multimedia or communications team to these like events that are in a hotel. Banquet rooms type shit, and you go do. There's like
Ryan,
these hour sessions.
That was so loud, it picked up on my mic.
I had to perform, or like, you know, I had to do a seminar, and like basically me like talking to a bunch of corporate people about like how I. It's it was
What'd
a
you
nightmare.
Wear? What'd you have to wear?
A sweater.
What was the dress
like
code?
A cardigan, or like a long
again
a button down with the sweater vest over it.
You wore. You know more about what you wore than what you did for their job down here.
Well,
I'm sure they weren't disappointed when you quit to go on the No More Jobs tour. They're like, well, thank God.
On a side note, I don't even think they replaced me yet. A year later, that made me feel like I had value when I left.
Either
I
you're irreplaceable
inside, like,
or your work was so unimportant
yeah,
that
like,
they
we
didn't
never
need anyone else to do it.
One of the two. So wait, you had to do like a PowerPoint?
Yes.
In front of grown-ups?
It's actually a Prezi.
This work is... Okay.
So, anyways,
like school.
One of them, though, I had already done one of these, and it was a nightmare, and this is one where I had to, like, I don't think I had to actually do... It was in St. Petersburg, Florida, and I'd never been there, but we had a hotel on a beach, and then I was kind of following the lead of my boss, who kind of said, fuck it, when we were there, and he would just go on the beach, and I'm like, dude, if the boss isn't even, like, you know, ditching the seminars to just enjoy this free trip on the campus dime, I am, too, and I remember I said, like, a tweet of, who wants to meet up? Or, like, I want to go out tonight. And nobody gave me shit. And then I said something somewhere else, just on a Facebook thing or something. And then you responded. And
from the other side of this, I saw his thing. He's like, just woke up on a beach in Florida and posted this video.
I posted, yeah.
So any typical fan, you know, I'd been a huge fan. I started looking. I'm like, there's not many beaches in Florida that are worth visiting. So there's odds are it's in my favor.
Yeah.
So I start looking. People are asking you where you're at. And you said St. Pete.
Yeah.
So I threw my, you know, line in the water. I said,
"Is that where you're from? Or are you near there?"
No, I'm from. I'm like 10 minutes away. Like
that's crazy because we've never played a show in St. Pete, but you will drive. It's what was it, like an hour for you today, or
hour or something,
hour and change.
Yeah, it was pouring rain, so.
But yeah,
a
I happened
slower.
To be just basically in your backyard.
And guys,
on this
let me
trip.
Tell you, like everybody talks about the time they got to meet their favorite musician, and it's all epic and. As he let in, he was down for work doing PowerPoints, so it was not one of those stories. No. But
they say never meet your heroes.
No, never.
Let you down every time.
I was very disappointed.
He's got a fucking sweater vest on. He's a nerd.
But no, actually, you were wearing a very sick skater shirt.
Sounds like me. Sick.
It was all like a mashup of all like...
What'd you say?
Well, I mean,
oh,
do it. Don't just talk about it.
Yeah. So,
he posted it. So, as a fan, I saw he's in St. Pete. I mean, what are the freaking chances? He's 10 minutes away.
Yep.
So, I commented. I said, as a big fan in St. Pete, I'd love to smoke with you. And
that's what I was looking for, man. I had to go. I fly out, I think we just ended a little tour with Psalm 1 or with somebody where I had to fly directly from doing some shows to work in Florida. And I was like... It was such a bummer to me, and then it turned out being such a good trip where I didn't have to do much, and I just bought a pair of shorts and, fucking hung on the beach. And then...
Can I get a garbage brew, please?
Garbage can full of
Budweiser's. Folks at home, we're very classy. We have our beers on ice in a hotel trash can.
Hey, man, that's actually very brilliant thinking.
So we had a...
They give you an ice thing that fits two beers.
Oh, wow. Hey, he opened my beer and gave Term an unopened beer, just so you guys know.
Wow, some host. I guess we're the hosts.
The fuck out.
I felt like a prima donna turning to him, asking him for a beer. Like, I could have just walked 3 feet That's and got weird. It. But, so, anyway, yeah, so I throw it out there. I said, hey, as a huge fan, I'd love to smoke with you, blah, blah, blah. And almost minutes later, I saw the reply. He said...
Sitting in a hotel room, bored as fuck.
He goes,
I don't know
man,
anybody.
I haven't smoked in days, saved me. So, private message...
Give you the number.
Being
and I remember.
On the road without
do you remember this?
Weed. Oh, I remember.
Hold on. No, the specific detail.
All of it.
You. He's like, I never forget.
Dude, come on.
You tested me like you were goofing on me.
I tested you to make sure you were actually you.
So you said, you know, what was the line? You're like, only Ecumenal would know this.
I was hesitant. We were going to, moral of the story, we went to pick you up at the hotel.
Yeah.
And we were going to go downtown, St. Pete, have a couple beers.
Yep.
And I called you just to make sure that it was actually you. And I asked you, what status are apocryphal rappers?
You're and quizzing it, me on my
dude,
own lines.
It took him, honestly, a second. He goes, oh, shit, my own lyrics.
Yeah.
But he goes, nominal.
Nominal and was my response.
Honestly, I could tell by the voice. As soon as he answered, it was you.
Apocryphal rappers are nominal status. What do I say after that? I have no idea.
Apocryphal rappers are nominal status. About to wallop you, so drop the malaprop and some habits.
What? I said that?
That's dope.
What was that on? Was that a cipher?
EOM.
Wait, what?
It's the same one where you said
EOM cipher.
Yo, I'm backstage. My name's Ack, like
Pat Sage. I remember
Apocryphal
that.
Apocryphal rappers are not. Yeah.
Damn, dude, I love that.
When I got the hollering.
It's hilarious though, because I
what
almost.
What one was that?
I almost
was that the one with the split screen?
EOM.
No,
you had
no,
the
no,
Weebles
no.
wobble, but we won't fall down
in the alley with the rain and the yellow light.
Fun fact about that. Video
term sucks asshole
is I suck and we shot for about 2 hours the night before that video. We shot in that alley for like 2 hours and every run I fucked up at some point.
And that's funny, we had that conversation on when we picked you up. We were on the way downtown smoking a blunt. We asked, you know, about the one takes, and you said the hardest part is when Term fucks up. Like, so it could be you don't get
hey, I fuck up. I probably was throwing him under the bus.
But, you know, no, I mean, you said you know. He's,
you never
know,
want me going second.
No, he's
I was
nice going to
say.
That's why, if you notice, I mean, now after that, you switched and you started going first.
We both hit a point years ago. Like, this was, what, 2014 that we're
now
talking about?
Now it's not an issue.
Yeah,
you
we both, we're done with those days.
You give me an hour before we're supposed to shoot.
Oh, nice.
I'll be
I can never just smile in a photo.
That shirt's here. Hold on. I'm going to point,
oh,
the,
yeah, my
I'm
Mark
point the phone at the microphone so you guys can see the shirt he's wearing. You guys can see it at home.
You can hear the shirt at home.
Yeah, you can feel it.
That's a Mark Gonzalez.
Dude, my Gon shirt?
Composition.
Yes.
So yeah, it's hilarious though that I almost like I almost failed
Dude,
my own.
If
like,
you wouldn't have remembered that, yeah, I don't know if I would have picked you up. This I wouldn't
retarded.
Be here today.
I mean, he looks retarded.
But yeah,
and who the, me? Oh,
yeah, I suck. But oh, and I didn't forget my aside, my other side from the beginning of the episode about. I remember
your favorite sides.
Hot in Her by Nelly came on once. I was driving with my girlfriend.
He was a sexy hoe.
And then that's another good one. But that gets to the one part that everybody knows, and then I said, like, girl, I think my butt can bend. And I thought my
I don't
whole
know,
life...
I don't know the song, so I don't know if it's funny.
Telling your best friend, like, girl, I think my butt getting big
I do know
is what my...
Song, it's not funny.
More in tune to the song girl told me. And I just, like, that was pretty embarrassing. My whole life. And then I was even calling it out. I was just like, that's one of those lines that, like, never made sense, right, babe? And she's like, what? It's like, yeah, like, my butt can bend? What does that even mean? She's like, you're a fucking imbecile.
Like a revved up like a
douche. So yeah, what do you what's your life like in St. Pete? Like you're
how much time do you have?
What do you do for a living nowadays?
Multiple things. I don't want to bore you at home. I'm a bartender at night.
Ooh.
And during the day I do actually renovations of apartments.
That's what I thought. I remember.
Well,
you
why'd
saying,
you ask me?
Well, I didn't know the bartender shit, dog. It's been like a few years.
Well, I'm a bartender at a bowling alley, so it's not as glamorous as it might seem.
Okay. Well, you're a bowler, right?
Yes. Oh, and
not
shit.
Just a bowler.
Oh yeah, where's your ring at?
I was gonna bring my
fucking poser.
I was gonna bring my fucking ring.
And I was like, so you were?
Can I say fucking?
Yeah, dude. Say well, cunt tits.
No,
I'm not. I never
a
say
Disney
that.
Channel podcast.
We say frick actually. We're more
rated G.
We're more frick oriented on this show, but it's cool.
No, but yes, speaking of, and then I'm a bowler, like you brought up, and that was actually one of my greatest moments when we were at his last show in Tampa, and on stage, you called me out and said, this
well,
guy
our
right
sound here. Fucked up, and I was, like, stalling for, like, so I was just, like, talking to the crowd.
No, don't.
No, that's what happened.
Don't take away from how good this is.
No,
this was in the middle
I'm
of the
gonna
show.
I'm going to undercut the best moment of your
no,
life.
No, that is, okay,
fact.
Thanks, guys. No, but yes, that was actually side note. Wait, the music fucked up, and you guys just instead of being awkward went.
So
acapella.
I was basically like, "Hey, shout out my boy Ryan!"
Right?
Yeah, you're like, "No, where's Ryan? This guy right here." Actually, sadly, I've always thought this. I never said anything to you. It disappointed me that he was the one that started it.
Oh, dude.
Term like
so
I
would know. I
met you
what
first.
I
you were the one that said, "Hey, where's
you started
should
the end
we
of my
give
friendship
Ryan
with
a
Ryan.
Shout out?" You started the end. You were like, "Should we give Ryan a shout out?" And then. You even like yeah.
Does it deflate the significance that I don't remember?
No, actually,
doing
it made
this?
It.
I mean
it,
more to him.
It made no. It made
I should have said it.
It made it better because that showed that I was not just your friend. I was both your friends.
Okay, so it was a good moment.
Yeah,
I thought I left you hanging.
Well, you did.
Did you dirty?
You definitely did.
I did you
don't,
dirt?
I'll never forget that.
But yeah, this motherfucker has a 300 ring. Like, and you've bowled more than
like
one 300.
No,
again,
that
right?
was my first one.
First one, but you've bowled another 300 game.
No,
or just
I just don't like to say it's wait, my wait. Only one because it wait. Sounds like I'm not going to do one in the future. I like to be optimistic.
Like the movie?
Yeah. No, I lived it. Leonidas.
So I've actually my uncle
you should kick that
is a
joke
big
into the pit.
Like my family's
I
been
try it again.
Big bowlers.
Right, hold on, let him try
okay.
it again.
I guess I missed it. I was trying to.
I mean, when I tried it again is when I wanted to try it again.
Okay.
I don't want to try it again anymore.
I feel like I need to.
It's been tried.
I need to move
like
where
the
I'm
movie?
Sitting.
So I'm
that's
a god awful bowler.
Do
I bowl like Obama.
That.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Do it again.
Like the movie.
Like the movie 300.
There you go.
That's what I was getting at.
Okay. This has been the TPS Reports podcast.
You guys can edit that out, right? Later on.
Wait, did you just say
nope.
you bowl like Obama? I thought you're a good bowler.
I'm not a good bowler. I bowled a 203
wait.
Once, and it was pretty, like, that never happens.
I feel like every time we go bowling,
it?
You beat everyone were
Last time I went bowling, I like threw my shoulder out because I'm an old man. I can't even do it well anymore.
You guys ever hear, you know, there's not many bowling jokes. I got one while we're on the subject.
All right, lay it on us.
Your mind's in the gutter, so I don't know.
Because you guys obviously
know.
Is that
it? Did he guess it?
Yeah. No.
Okay, what is it?
You guys, I was bowling this guy the other night, and I bowled a 301.
Ha, ha, ha.
No, but because the 301.
301? You can't bowl a 301.
Well, the other guy bowled a 299. Get it? It's wordplay. Not O-N, or O-N-E, it's W-O-N. I bowled
it's
a 301.
It's the wonders. See? Did you?
Well, I hope not, because I'm out of them.
That's more of a wordplay joke than a bowling joke.
Well, yes.
Like a math joke. It's a math joke. That's
where we get lost. Mathematics.
It's just a joke.
Do you do stand-up?
No, but actually I would like to. That's why I'm...
made you ask that question?
I'm trying to write jokes now.
You see, me and Ryan, buddies, we kind of like spitball joke ideas with each other.
I text him and he texts back.
I got to be honest. Sometimes I have time and I love talking to Ryan, and then there's sometimes where it's like 2 a.m. and you're like blowing up texts.
No, I never, dude. I never blow up texts.
It might have happened once or twice.
I have saved every text in our history.
Yeah, so there's proof. There's proof that I'm right.
There's also proof.
I hope you never take it like as hard feelings that if I don't get back to you at all or right away.
No, dude. And it's
sometimes
never like
I
that.
Literally will see it and I'll be like, I can't.
No, and that's
now.
Why there's times where, to honestly, not to sound like a chick, but to sustain the friendship, I never tried to text you too much.
Well, that's like an unwritten rule of the whole like meet your heroes or whatever. Not that I'm your hero.
Yeah, you're definitely not.
But
in fact, I've seen some of the viewings on your podcast. If we posted this directly to my Facebook, it might get more viewers.
Possibly.
Woo!
No.
Okay, shots fired.
Not really.
You can't see views on Stitcher.
That's true.
Right?
I never even looked. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
What were we talking about?
You were talking...
How Ryan's your hero. I mean... the unwritten rule. The
yes,
line
the unwritten
where
rule.
You don't...
Thank God we have an audience.
I have people's numbers. I knew as soon as we get sidetracked, like the Mayo thing. I was like, what? But...
Wait, we talked about Mayo?
You don't have... Some people don't respect the number, and they're lucky enough to sometimes, like before we like worked together and did tours and shit, like we met Wax, and I had had his number from the 2012, like Holly Weird.
So you know what it's like to go through this with an actual
and,
celebrity.
Of course. Like,
I wish I knew what that
so
felt
I'm
like.
Not an actual celebrity. I
still don't know. Wax will text me shit, and I'll be like, do I reply? I don't...
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Standard procedure here.
Why is he talking to me? He's better than me. But absolutely, and...
He's trying to show him that he's better than him.
I sometimes, like, I don't know. That's why you have a number, and if there's the right opportunity, don't be afraid to use it. But I almost, like, never want to use it. I don't even know why I have it, but that would be... I always want to respect the boundary, and I've had people, definitely, that didn't respect our boundaries, and I think Terms had it more than me. Haven't you had people like find your number in Facebook comments and then just start calling you out of the fucking blue?
They say, like, what's up?
Did you learn not to post your number?
You ever
in Facebook
been texted,
comments?
What's up?
Well, yeah.
That's
and
how
then
they
you
all
go,
start.
Who's this? And then they say it's somebody that you don't know, but they know that you're you. They know you're Ryan.
You yeah. Follow?
But they're fucking Joe Sacramento. You never met a Joe Sacramento, have you?
Hey, Joe Sacramento.
Actually, that's my best friend growing up.
Hey, Joey, two times.
I should have said John Doe.
Yes.
But they started with what's up as if Joe Sacramento was in my phone. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And I was gonna go.
And
not
they're,
shit.
They're
what's
disgusted.
Going on with you, Joe?
They're disgusted when you say who's this. Like, oh, you should know.
They have a fake, like something in a false reality where like he's gonna be like, "What up, Joe?" Like, how do they think that's gonna go?
Well, no, but they have to try to explain like, "Oh, I got your number through. You know, like I know this guy." They have to.
They should open with that if they're gonna venture to send the text.
Not just
at all.
The what's up.
Open with, "Hey, man, my name's Joe, and I actually a buddy gave me your number. I hope you don't mind. I wanted to just get it out of the way because
nobody knows
whole,
I'm not gonna
well,
reply
if they did
to that.
That he wouldn't
knows
be.
I'm gonna block
the
number
so
then.
Again, what is Joe Sacramento
exactly? What
expect?
Is fucking? Hey,
God, I want to meet this
hey,
guy.
Hey, what? Who are you? I'm a guy you've never met.
It's kind of like the hey,
okay.
What are you wearing?
I don't know, Lucius.
Yeah, fucking. I've been like texted while I'm at work and shit.
I've had that.
I've been
a little
called
bit.
At like fucking, you know, any late hours of the evening. When I'm
too
up
late.
Watching my stories.
Like Ryan text late, like too late.
Well, dude, like I said, as a bartender, that's my, I'm up then.
One
I'm getting
of them
off
was
work.
My fault, and only in like that I gave them the lane, but it's still their fault because they're a fucking social weirdo. Because I, in the early years of Facebook, a dude who I hung out with in like middle school commented on a picture.
Before there was a term, like, you know?
Yeah, and I was like, what's up, dude, who I haven't seen in years? Hit me up sometime when I type my number on the comment.
And then from like 2009
and this
or
is like
something.
An old ass picture. And this
how,
is why I don't.
Said before
I don't like
it was
when
a
people,
term. How could he message it to him?
That's why I don't accept like friend requests on Facebook from fans and shit.
Honestly,
I don't
you're
like
still
to
not
do
my
that.
Friend.
I don't like. I just. I don't even
more
look
ways
through
than
it.
One.
Yeah, go on there and accept it right now while we're talking
I've
about
done
it.
That
I got him
in
on
the
spot.
Past. A dude will just go up and this guy was clearly just like perusing my pictures from years ago. It was on a picture from like your basement. Way back, way in the day.
Yeah, that's high school stuff.
But that's how he took it. That's the only one that was like, I kind of let this happen by not knowing what the future would hold, you know?
Okay, so when you posted your phone number in the comment, you're saying?
Yeah, but that's the thing of like, how we just said, like, Wax became, over time, became the homie. I don't think I even asked for his number, like offered it and shit, gave it to him. And then even then, whenever I look at it, you know, I have a question that I even need to ask him or something. I still look at it like, well, I don't know, do I do this? No, am I going to bother the guy?
Honestly,
am I
that's how
this?
It started off with you.
So
that's...
I can't even fathom, like, if I have seen Wax's number on a forum on the internet and then just found it cool in my head
yeah,
to go,
I mean, like,
hey, what up, Mike?
What up, Joe?
How's it going?
Sacramento.
Is that his actual name? You shouldn't have named out that.
He said that
dude,
before. You can see.
I don't listen to that video.
A Mike in his sonogram.
Dude, he's not just Mike. I don't care if he's mad about it. His name is Mike Jones. Dude.
Who? No, that was serious. I took my headphones off.
Yeah, if you want to call Wax, what's his number?
281-330-8004. That's the number you can hit him on when you call, ask for Mike Jones. Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know, like, when I was a kid...
there was already a famous rapper name with his name, and it's like...
Is this weird? When I was like... It's not weird.
And he's
better. Because my dad was a dude. Anyway, when I was a kid, I saw the Misfits.
Good traits of a dad if he's a dude.
The Misfits was my favorite band as a young lad of like 10 to 13 years old. And I saw them like 5 or 6 times. And every time I met the band, and around the end, like the 4th or 5th time, Jerry Only from the Misfits gave me his phone number.
A 13-year-old boy?
A pedophile.
Yeah,
oh
I was
going to
say, a 13,
dude.
That's a red flag. Well,
hold up, I never thought about
the
it.
The name
this
fits. They are Misfits.
All right, here's the thing, though. This is details that fucking clear.
Smash his necklace.
Clear him of.
Is there a. Do we need a lawyer present to hear these details?
Smash the belt buckles and toys, dude. He gave me toys.
Jesus.
Anyway, my
he
dad.
Gave him
first
toys,
of all,
Ryan.
My dad was in a punk band, which he knew of. Jerry knew of the Effigies.
Right.
And
likely story,
which is
I
what I always figured like a reason why he even gave me the
it's
time
just
of day.
Justification for giving a 13-year-old boy his number.
Second,
no,
I know
dad.
Your dad.
He's trying to get closer to his dad.
Yeah.
Secondly, he didn't give me his number. He gave me the number to his work office, which I can call and then ask for Jerry.
That's what the receptionist like who sets up all his pedo wranglings.
Well, right? There's a middleman.
No, that's just the way to throw everybody off his trail. If they,
yeah,
you know.
You don't want to. Like, that's why? How they. That's like when
that
they,
was like his Michael
they,
Cohen.
You give the money to one guy, another guy brings you the
no,
bag.
Let me
you
ask
know?
You. Were you wearing these shorts when he gave you his number? Because you guys can't see it, but I feel like Victoria's Secret wouldn't even sell shorts.
I think it was
this
more
short.
Embarrassing. I was.
I need to move. I can see his
I
balls.
Was at his concert and I had Misfits. Skull face makeup.
Hardcore.
With a devil lock coming down and shit.
Devil lock! Dude, Term had a devil lock forever.
For all of 6th grade.
You know what a devil lock
I do
is?
Not.
Tell them what a devil lock is.
It's a... Well, I don't have hair
it's
to
like pretty
demonstrate
much
with.
His haircut as it is now, but with all so, the front shit in a gooey, gelled spike
the Misfits
down
were
your nose.
A band that was,
was
heavily
it the
inspired...
Ventura 2 where like, he...
No, it's not the Ace Ventura 2.
The
but
Misfits
I know you're talking.
Were heavily inspired that, by like 50s horror movies and shit, and like vampires. Vampires had widow's peaks, so it was derived from like a widow's peak sort of look.
It's ridiculous.
But it was you basically take your bangs, or if you're Jerry and you're balding,
it's the reverse alfalfa instead
you
of going
grow your
up,
head long.
It goes straight down. Here.
The reverse alfalfa is exactly what that is, dude.
You
it comes down the front instead of up the back.
You make your inverted. Bangs into a spike that go right down the center of your face. And I had that for all of 6th grade, and I wonder why girls didn't like me, and I had trouble making friends.
Yeah, because you blocked most of your face with gel hair. Just the reverse alfalfa is what we should have called it all along.
Anyway, that's I was dressed.
That's trademarked. You can't use that anymore.
We're gonna have to bleep that out.
With a devil.
I trademarked it after we said it.
And then he came to my house and he gave me
Jesus.
And my friends.
The story gets weirder.
Yeah, dude.
Keep going.
I was jealous as fuck because he like had to.
All right, a third thing that clears his
name.
He
was going to be able to bring a friend. You had.
We're getting Sandusky ash here.
I brought a few friends.
Where was I, bro? Seriously, I wanted to get touched by Jerry.
He was there.
It's like the kid that didn't get invited to the Neverland Ranch. Like there was a problem.
Yeah, he's looking in the mirror, just like from all angles.
What's wrong with me?
What is it exactly?
Everybody got invited there.
But third thing that clears his name, showed up with a super young cutie that I don't think was his daughter.
What's his name? Oh, daughter.
And then he...
Super young other 13-year-old boy? Super 13?
My dad was there to supervise.
Supervise?
What? He took a dump in my toilet.
Did he hold the camera?
Dog, the night we stayed at Wax's house...
Hey, you just lied to me. Get me my sunglasses back.
It'll happen. Don't worry.
Subtle thief.
Well, you know, like, exactly. That's
anglers.
How it started. He pocketed my lighter a couple years
ago. When we stayed at Wax's house in 2012, which he had no business being so nice to us, or like we had no business staying at his in EOM.
He's got no business.
It's like
no.
But it was fun. They bought we had a 24-pack of Bud Lights, similar to what we're doing tonight, and then we just kind of got drunk with Wax and EOM, and let us crash on the couch. While we were visiting, and we were like nothing
you
more
know,
than fans. We
chilling,
never, but
watching early cuts of Rosanna before it was posted on YouTube.
Yeah,
you know,
for real.
Just chilling.
Hey, that's
for real.
How I felt with you that first night. You were showing us songs that you were just working on. I actually heard Hollerin.
Planet of the Shapes and Hollerin wasn't out yet.
Lord only knows. I remember there was a song that I heard that were actually was Term's first chorus where he kind of like sang the
never
hook.
Never had nothing?
It might have been. Honestly, I don't remember, but I remember.
Just what the truth is.
Hey, side note, I can tell you now. I've never told you before, but I feel comfortable on the podcast.
Do it.
I actually pulled out my phone and recorded.
What?
I didn't post them. Like I said, I respected.
Yo, get the fuck out,
no,
bro.
I respected we cool. We are, but I listened to them for years. Like that's how much that I liked your music. I was like, I know I'm drunk. I'm going to forget these songs.
Wow, dude. That's some fan level shit.
And I feel comfortable telling you now.
I appreciate. You know what? You respected the boundary.
I'm telling you.
You kind of crossed the boundary, but then you
respected.
But
I didn't tell you
it.
I did. You had no idea that
that's
I crossed it.
That's risky shit.
You were towing the line.
There's guys across the, where we live. There's dudes across the street at the Walgreens. They sell loose cigarettes all
Lucy's.
Day.
Noop squares.
And but they don't look like dudes who would appreciate being recorded by a young lad like
dude,
myself.
I was bringing up sincerely one day, like you said, like I wish we could sample those
they,
guys.
Every
out
day
there.
They're out there when the bus empties and shit. They just stand there and they yell squares,
squares,
squares. And I'm like, that'd be an awesome thing to sample for a song or some
and
shit.
And then I get gung-ho, like, let's do it, dude. That's fucking brilliant.
But it
like,
means walking up to them with a recording
device.
Yeah,
let's have this little white boy wear a wire. Are this your recording?
You hear you guys talking?
I mean, this is the finished song.
That's a good.
I feel comfortable. I can tell you now.
It's a switchblade.
And like I said, I respect it. I did not ever post them. I never sent them. I never. And there was even a time where there was a new song or whatever that came out, or a podcast. You sent
me. I can't stay mad at you.
I know. I mean, look at me. No, but like you said, but back to respecting the boundaries. There's
obviously if you like the difference is the send button. If you would have fucking sent that to somebody or posted it yourself and it got out before the album was out, we wouldn't be here being friendly right now. But you didn't
respect.
You thought it was cool. We were hanging out. Yeah,
there's a reason.
Turn the recording off now.
What you like this?
Yeah, you can turn your phone off now that we're.
I can't hear it. I'm in these fucking headphones. I mean, you guys.
I can.
I can.
Shut up.
I got ears like an eagle.
Oh, and then Indica. That was another song. Remember Puff in the Car, Stuck in the Cow.
Yeah. That actually segs kind of into something I wanted to do on this episode because Drew's not here, and about a month ago on that same year in review shit, we played a thing of Drew made a breakdown of Nowhere to Not Go.
Break it down.
We got one of those. He made another one. And
are you ready?
Because we're sitting here trying to get drunk, and I want to hit this dab thing.
Break it down.
Wait, are you ending the show?
No, not yet. Okay. But let's pause, and I want to play another breakdown that Drew did, and just keep the headphones on, and we'll fucking talk about bullshit after, but yeah, we do have to wrap in like the next 20.
Is this an embarrassing didn't know but thought he knew thing? When I was a kid, I thought the D Generation X song was Rage Against the Machine, and it's
I
totally
did too.
Not.
I totally. It sounds like him, dude. It sounds just like
such
him.
A typical melanomial.
Yeah.
Oh, break it down.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Bow to the masters.
Yeah, I had that CD.
I always liked
good for you. What are you looking at me?
I always like the McMahon family song. Also, the No Chance of That's What You Got. You know that song? What we got is a machine too strong. All right, here's the dip breakdown from Drew, and then we'll talk a little more after.
How long is this? Can I pee?
Oh, you got it's like 4 minutes.
Can I pee?
Take a pee, chug a beer.
Well, I don't know if I have enough time in 4 minutes to go pee.
Doggy, you're fine.
Okay.
Drew Mantia here with the TPS track breakdown for Dip. Final song from Planet of Shapes, produced by myself and Dro. The recording of Dip begins on June 13th, 2015, with a very simple beat sent in by Dro from Toronto. His beat consisted of this sample, this drum break, and this bass line. So here's an idea of where we were at after the first session of doing vocals over this beat.
Where do you wanna go from here? I don't know, let's be quick, no.
It's definitely recognizable as the song, but a much more basic version.
Street like Pacino in heat, chief of
the next step after recording the vocals, I did some editing to Dro's drums to give them a little more life and retroactively fit them to their verses. My favorite example of this is a section in Acumenal's verse that I'll take you through.
Give a weak flow,
first,
yo,
these
ho,
bass drum hits.
Wanna be like me, get a grip.
Now listen to the snare.
In a fist fight. D.I.P. in the whip, don't trip when you see my team on the flip. Sorry, dip.
Hey, that's pretty fun. What do you think, Ak?
Tight.
Nice. So, our next session on Dip is June the 18th, and now I'm really starting to get deep with the production, adding things. So by the end of this session, we've added some electric guitars and organ.
Where do you wanna go from
as well as
here?
Some little details like some claps and
I
crashes.
Don't know, let's be quick, no.
Here's one of the organ moments.
I've been cleaning the street like Pacino in heat, chief of police, in between beliefs of evil and peace, the beacon of dreams. I kneel beneath a steeple and preach a heathenish beast. You need to seek a deacon or priest.
Speaking of organ moments, I was just messing around on the organ, coming up with extra parts for the song. And also on this June 18th session, we came up with this outro.
Shit, don't give me no lip. I gotta believe in a God because all I believe in is me, so be quick. I just quit. And then dip. Yeah, let's dip. Go from here.
I never thought I'd be playing gospel organ for Term to sing over on a Palmer Squares record, but that's the kind of stuff that happens when you experiment in a recording session. So for the next couple months, there's some more vocal work done and some editing and a little mixing. And then on August 22nd, it really starts coming together with the acoustic guitars.
Where do you wanna go from here?
Just Term and I did this acoustic guitar session together. I did the playing, but he guided me. He actually sang me this melody that I played. At this point, we've had a few sessions on the song over the course of a couple months, and with the exception of stopping by for some mixing and editing throughout the months, we don't add anything new until the beginning of February 2016. I add a little synth horn arrangement to the song. It sounds pretty hokey on its own, but let me re-show you an earlier section of Axe verse that now has these horns and my guitars on it, and it sounds pretty cool.
Give a weak flow to your heave-ho, lead-to, lead-do, wanna be like me, get a grip.
Now combine all my elements with Dro's elements in their vocals, and you get the dip you know.
Where do you wanna go from here? I don't know, let's be quick, quick, go, yeah.
The mix was completed on March 24th, 2016. I did a lot of tape saturation simulation and lo-fi to give it a warm, kind of old school, again, lo-fi sound. And it was mastered on May 5th of that year and released on the 25th of that year with a video that dropped on 4/20/2017. The spirit of Dip was there from the beginning, but with the addition of the extra instrumentation and editing in the outro, it became one of the most dynamic Palmer Square songs to date.
You're hearing him talking and I like look up and you like work on the room in your mouth. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm an illustrator. Precision aim, but financially named.
I didn't even know it was you outside.
Yeah!
Doo doo dee 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 dee.
Doo doo dee dee. And then I say something.
Deep doodlee.
I forgot I came up with that. I'm a genius.
What'd you come up with? The chord?
Doodlee dee dee. Aroolee dee. Doop-a-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-
to figure out.
Video.
By ear. I did do some attempts at doing the acoustic for the acoustic being me.
And then Drew's like, get the fuck out of here.
They were usable, but when he did his, I was like, yeah, those are way better. Just use those.
Right. I have a lot of patience in songs, but I don't think I could do an hour and a half listening to you play guitar.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Does anyone want to hear Term's country album? Would anyone listen to that?
Yeah.
An hour and a half of him playing guitar. Longest album. It's like a rap album, 30 tracks. Country love songs about your Ford truck. As long as we're talking about Dip, I had it was 2016. We were on the road in 2016, and the whole fucking song is about driving
on
to
a
your
side
next
note,
thing.
I've noticed this in your video. You pull over to the side of the road. You pull up the hood. There's obviously trouble under the hood. Why are you walking away with a gas can? Why have you never noticed that? Like, for real, you're not out of gas. Why would you? am I wrong? How has no one called you on
one
this?
One of us might have said something during the shoot.
No, someone pointed that out at one point.
Did
it might have been you. It might have been you.
You do notice that.
Oh, yeah, I do. Like, not until you say it.
Oh, our hood is steaming. Let's
I
go get gas.
I almost fucking lit my car on fire.
It needs more gas.
I almost lit my car on fire trying to shoot that to get the gas coming out or the smoke coming out from under the hood.
Oh, no, we not had, your Toyota Tercel.
We had, it's a Cobalt Chevy, sorry. My friend. It was my mom's. It's a woman's car, actually. I'm told the Cobalt is the woman model, and the Cobalt is the dude.
There's no Cobalt. You got lied to.
You mean the CTS?
Isn't there a Cobalt?
No. There's a Malibu. There's other
I don't
Chevys.
Know shit about cars.
Neither
so
do I. I have no idea what I'm talking
well,
about.
I think
anyway,
they just fooled you that it was a gay car. Like,
to make the smoke.
You wear the eye patch on the gay eye. Everybody knows. Just like there's a gay ear for an earring, there's a gay eye for an eye patch, so you guys know.
If you do blow with your right nostril, gay.
Fag. So to get the smoke to come out from
you suck
under the
a garden
hood,
hose through a bowling ball.
We used smoke bombs. We lit smoke bombs, but smoke bombs, those little like ball smoke bombs, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude. We used to throw those in the bed of the truck
but
and just
before,
drive down the road.
Before the
smoke
comes out, all of those things, before the smoke comes out, for 2 seconds, it shoots a fucking flame.
Dude,
like
everybody knows that. You don't have to explain that to me.
Well, it's to the listener, my friend.
But why'd you do the visualization?
We really don't do like
hands,
we don't ever
I'm
put
handsy.
the foresight the like that that it's always way too late when
you
the bad
have a
thing
flame
is happening.
Shooting under the hood of your car.
But
might,
we should know that, you know,
it
going
might be
into
disastrous.
It.
So we had to do it in a cup, in a plastic cup. But then it was like melting the cup. Then I had to like find a place to nestle the cup so that we can close the hood and then light it.
Dude, wouldn't it have been easier maybe to just purchase some dry ice?
No.
There's a UPS.
Where do you get dry ice?
To stick under the hood of my car?
Down 49th Street, that sells dry ice. Just you put it in a little container.
We drove into like Indiana, I think, or something. We might have had smoke bombs. We just picked up some fireworks.
Dry ice
shit.
Is outlawed there. Everybody knows that.
But, dude, when we were smashing the pedophile necklaces, if you haven't seen it, there's a thing on our IG, Instagram TV, of just watch it. But we...
Fuck that guy. Fuck his necklaces.
But
I don't want
them. Dude, you're outside smashing glass.
Was he wearing the necklace?
Glass spheres.
That's the only way to really take care of the
Long
pedophile.
Story short, we were gifted necklaces with our names blown into them by the guy that blew the glass.
Uh-huh. And the kids.
And then we found
blew
out
it with his right nostril.
That the FBI raided his home, and he was not only possessing child pornography, but
does
accused
he know
of,
the guy from the
accused
Misfits?
Of producing his own. And his baby mama asked me to fucking destroy the things because she's on a mission to have all of his work destroyed, which
the
I totally was down
IGTV.
To do.
No, that's great.
And yeah. I did, but as I'm saying, this is the second time I've smashed things
in an alley.
Without Pumpkins. Goggles. And before doing it, going, we really should have goggles doing this.
I don't remember you saying that.
I said we should have goggles. We're wearing glasses, and I said, at least you're wearing glasses.
I don't remember that.
Well, you had earmuffs
on. So what happens is when you smashed it, a piece flies and, like, cuts your finger pretty good that's
and
bleeding
right
like a motherfucker.
Finger.
And then, like, it could have easily
cool,
been
I'm
your
a G.
eye.
I was
you
cool.
Know?
How ironic would it have been if it flew
if
up
it was
and
my
cut
eye,
your
I
eye? You had, you had glasses on, and it still somehow cut you.
Dude, I sound like such an old lame. I was like... You could have put your eye out. Last week I was talking about Skyler getting jumped at the Ski Max show, and I was like, he was inciting a riot. That's really irresponsible. I sound like an idiot. I have an update on that, too.
You are super lame.
I asked Skyler when, why he was at that show, and he pretty much said, like, I think Ski Max has a couple bangers, and my friend works at the venue and gave me guest list. So he just goes to the show.
Right.
And he said...
You can like someone's music without thinking that you have to beat the fuck out of someone that says they were a piece of shit.
Are you sure? Because... I've been going about, I like your music.
Mean,
well,
pretty much every person whose music I really love, you could tell me to my face that they were a piece of shit, and I'm not gonna ball
I
my fist.
I still watch The Cosby Show. Right. Like, I get it.
I love Woody Allen movies. That's not the same. I'm not even going to equate that, dude.
Louis.
Well, back to the pedophilia thing. I mean,
I have a Louis for almost every thing that occurs in my life. I have like a fucking something that Louis C.K. in a special said pops
yeah,
up in my
head. There's always a Louis reference.
It's never
going to
go away.
What's that say about you guys?
We're creeps.
Like jerking off in rooms like this one.
Is that what he did? I didn't hear about what he did.
Yeah, you guys want to stick around later?
I'm in front of the... I'm in charge
hey,
of the door right
you did say that we
too.
Could stay the night here.
And
I did. So
my dick is really close to the end of these shorts.
I'm telling you, you guys don't understand really how short these shorts are.
I don't have underpants on
if
either.
If he had a dick, it'd be hanging out the bottom.
But Skyler said that they... I thought so. This was my theory, because I'm like, why was it so quiet when they yelled out?
It was probably a moment of silence.
It was a moment of silence, and he said
that's
it was...
That's what makes it... I knew that. That's what makes it so ballsy.
He said it was
did
like...
Did you yell, hey, let's make some noise?
He said it was
it
like...
It was a moment of silence for X.
He said it was like...
Tentacion.
He said it was like... He said it was like... He said it was like
XXX Tentacion.
I've never heard one of his songs.
Anyway, at Ski Mask, the Slump Dudes show, he had a moment. They were homies, and he had a moment of silence.
He had five. Skyler said it was like they
five
kept having everybody all night was having moments of silence.
That?
And then he's
it's
like,
"It's called a moment of silence, not a night of silence." I mean,
he said he basically
just turned the amps off. Uncomfortable. If you dedicate something to the guy.
He said he was uncomfortable at like after a certain amount. Like, I'm not just gonna keep sitting here and like being a part of the honoring
first
of
all,
this asshole.
Yeah. So also, not first of all, but also the dude who died.
Also too. I heard a guy at the diner say that. He's like waiting on the table.
Also too.
Also
the
too.
The guy who died was like on trial for beating his girlfriend who was pregnant at the time of the beating. And
like I said, I've never heard him. It was on one of your podcasts. But
I heard
about these
that
rappers,
he had stuck
the
forks
lyrics,
in her pussy, but apparently he didn't.
The lyrics that are
kind of bummed
shit.
Out.
And like you said, how you like to try. You know, yeah. You remember the podcast I'm talking about?
I understand. Like I like music from people that don't try lyrically.
I think
but
X was just like a number of these dudes was capable of spitting dope shit. And just didn't because
they sold out.
It's boring to him, maybe, yeah. Or was boring to him. Like I can respect that. That's fine.
Sounds
he doesn't
like
need to please me.
It's not
it's more emotional than you'd expect. Like, it's when you look at someone like him or Post Malone, and then you hear what they're making, it seems weird. In this, I guess, maybe
you
more
can't
traditional.
Put Post Malone in his category.
Dude, he looks
he's
like he should. He's trying with the face tats and the braid shit, and like, but he makes like soft music.
He's
you know what I mean?
Not
it's
like triple like
something, even, something, something better now, better now.
I'm not even calling it bad, but it's not like
la 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 la.
It's not
better
face
now.
Tat gangster no, shit or exactly. anything. So if you were judging the book by its cover, you'd be surprised
but
every time at these
they're
rappers.
They're selling out like they're doing. All they're doing is
and
the sick
can,
beat, and they're just dropping just garbage. Man, that's not the problem of them. That's the problem of the consumer. We are.
We are garbage.
Yeah, we are letting them
you are
do
what
this.
You eat, and you just ingest this trash.
And God, and then if at least you believe, you spit, puke it back up.
Yeah, and then everyone wants to be a shitty rapper. That's how it works. That's the cycle. You put it in, garbage out.
That's actually, I just thought it's not that's my it's theory. Not their fault. You can't blame them for doing what pays their bills. It's our fault
when
for
also
paying their bills.
They're fucking 17 to 19 in that like age frame. You can't expect them to want to do what dudes with 93 were doing.
Have you heard that Cardi B song?
Yep. Which one?
The main, really popular
to
one.
Them, to these
I
dudes.
I like it like that. That one?
No, where she's like, I got blood money. I make money.
Bloody, I got bloody shoes.
Bloody shoes.
That song, yeah. Like money this girl. Moves. Like me and my buddy were talking about Bodak Yellow. We're talking about
damn,
doing karaoke and how like we have a karaoke both song.
Times.
It would be Tush by ZZ Top. I'm just looking for some tush. You know what I'm talking about?
No, dude. What?
Lord, you know downtown. What it is. He's just bad at translating songs.
I think it's his headphones. They're not plugged in right. But anyway, so this girl.
I'm just looking for some tush.
See? There you go. Now he knows it.
Dog, I don't know what that song is.
Oh. You've heard it. It's in Dazed and Confused. I don't know the other words. If I can
I have
do
not
the words
seen that movie as much
to
as
it,
you, man.
It's
just believe
do you
me.
You listen to radio ever?
Radio.
Do you know ZZ Top?
Yeah, but okay. Not. I can tell you.
I've been good. Doo-doo.
Never heard it.
Hollywood. I ain't asking for much.
I know that one.
Where do be, do be, do be.
Do that part.
I'm just looking for some toast.
Do the I ain't asking for much
I ain't asking for much.
Oh, I love that part. That's easy. Ooh.
So anyway, this girl, I was looking at
where
her.
Do what I'm doing, David.
She said her go-to karaoke song would be Bodak Yellow. I never
what?
Heard it exactly.
If yours is Tush by ZZ Top and hers is Bodak Yellow, you guys might not be. A great
she
match.
Was hot, but anyway,
exactly.
I'm not with her now. I was, at, but anyway. Yeah. So I never heard it. I listened to it, and when you actually, if you there's no beat to it, and you just read those lyrics, like you said, if you just read those lyrics, it's garbage. Nothing about it's good.
Yeah.
She has a dope line
you know, when I
every
first
now
heard
and
it,
again.
When I first heard it, I did not
but
mind that song
at all.
I don't
think she writes
the
shit.
It's the beat.
I think she spits dope. It's a hard beat. And then, like, the... I always... dude, it's some hipstery shit. I'm sorry. But, like, when stuff gets so overset, like over-promoted, like when Stranger Things came out, I always say. It's just like, yeah, dude, that's like... I'm the demo for that shit. I love, like, kitschy 80s horror-y shit. And I liked that show. But another on Fallon, and they're, like, the whole line. And it's a big sensation. I'm like, it's not that good. And now Cardi B is like new hip hop royalty. Deep. And I'm like, she good, but I
no,
I guess I never
good.
Saw
it. I guess
she's
you listen to
decent,
her lyrics.
But it's ghostwritten right. And it's formulated.
I'll
it's
take,
like we were talking last week.
I'll
Sid
take her
Vicious.
Over Nicki Minaj any day.
Sid Vicious.
I don't
was
know.
Like,
Nicki actually had some.
I don't think so. And there's some songs by
she
Nicki
had some
I like
lines
too.
That you're like, wow, that was all right.
Yeah, but
and honestly, I can't name one because
I don't. Maybe.
Yo, he trying to beat the pussy. I was like, beat the pussy.
At least Cardi B is like a
pussy.
She's like,
my Nicki
she's
Minaj.
Really she's
pussy.
She's really delivering and like it's breathy and she popping and it's like that and then Nicki Minaj articulation at the book at that.
You forgot to say pussy.
I can't stand and pussy and all she talks about is her pussy.
Oh, dude. Oh yeah, she puts that
but
pussy on a
so,
pedestal.
It's so freaking that don't.
That's all. That's what she sounds like.
So we agree
she
that it's all garbage.
Like, it's like Sid Vicious. We were talking last week, I think, about Sid Vicious wasn't talented. Usually, if you saw the Sex Pistols live in the 70s, his fucking amp was unplugged, and there was a dude backstage actually playing his parts.
Really?
They just kept him in the band
Ashley
because
Simpson all
to
over
the people,
again?
He fits the bill. He fits what
it's like her butt's
he's
enormous.
He's what I want to be
she's
looking up
thing.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's cool. He's got the leather jacket. He's addicted to heroin. She used to strip. She's fucking. She doesn't give a shit. She has bad teeth or something. I don't know much about this lady, but
so I got some.
Called the Moss.
I got some good news and I got some bad news.
But yeah, it's fucking this is what the people like. So get a dude who can actually write shit and get her to fucking rap what he wrote and it'll be dope and people will buy it. I don't
you
know.
Guys
can't
want,
opening noise.
You guys want the good news or the bad news?
Bad news.
The bad news is we have to wrap this shit up
so
because we have to go play a show very in less than an hour.
That I'm
pizza
trying to be a stand-up
yet.
Comedian and then divert away from it.
I would love. Th-
right, I will end with. I wrote this recent. It's a
the
good,
good
joke.
News is I'd love to do this all night and it's been
you,
a lot of fun.
You can tell this
news.
Is a good joke that you can
yeah,
probably
you
tell your
honored.
Kids. You guys ready for
okay,
it?
Okay, let's do it.
I'm trying to reinvent the knock knock joke.
Do it.
Knock knock.
open the door.
Wait, what? Is there somebody lurking?
All right, say it again.
Well, hey, no, ironically, when we did walk up to your hotel room tonight, the door was just askew.
That went a lot better in rehearsal. Okay, let's try one more time.
You rehearse this without me? It's my joke.
No, you were there.
I was there. All right.
Okay, go.
Take number two, the world's best joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Otch.
Otch who?
God bless you.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Burkett. The TPS Reports podcast.
When I was growing up, I was friends with a kid named Chu. He was Mongolian.
Yeah.
He still is Mongolian.
He never changed from Mongolian.
Still today. But his real name is Erdin Chaloon. So he went by Chu, which is way easier for a fifth grader. We were in fifth grade when we met.
He had like so many syllables to choose a name out of, and he chose Chu.
I think Chu is great. Anyway, he's got a brother. Older brother, whose name I actually, his full name I was never aware of. It's probably not Hosh, but his name is Hosh, and his younger brother's name is Chu. And I said to their mom one day, when you call your sons, do they say God bless you? And she had no idea what the fuck
do
I was talking
about. Do Mongolians say Ah before the name? Like, what do you...
His older brother's name is Hosh.
Hosh Chu.
And his name is Chu.
Close enough.
So she would go,
Hosh Chu.
Hosh Chu.
So you've written this joke before me, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
nice try,
fifth grade.
Damn it.
Brilliant I am.
Hey, is there anything that you would want to say before we do our plugs and close the show? Like, do you have any sort of
Well, I'd like to throw, I guess, a shout out to the audience.
Yeah.
To my friends Fritz, Snoots, and Hears.
Wait, I yelled over those. What is it?
No, they heard it. They know I shouted them out. Cameron Fritz, Sam Snoots, Cameron Hears.
Cameron, the classic. I think I told this one time before, but he got the poster that said Lou Bega, Vega, Bega, Vega, Bega, Vega. And then said, E-term wrote, eat my jizz.
No, I said chew my
jizz.
It's in more
quotes.
Graphic.
And then with...
Because it has to be dry for you to chew it.
D-O-L-L-Y.
Take zinc pills.
Or frozen, I guess.
I guess apparently the Dalai Lama said that. Chew my jizz.
Yeah. I was there when he said it.
I saw him speak once.
That's my favorite
there.
Thing.
We're on the mountaintop.
All right. Well, fucking thank you, Ryan. Thanks for sitting in.
Yeah, no. Thanks for having me, guys.
We appreciate you. Made this a much easier process.
Yeah, I bet we did it, dude.
Staring
at we're literally going to get to the bar and have to run on
Honestly,
stage. But
I
you know what? That's cool as fuck.
I was nervous going in, but now, like, what's it, an
it's
hour
fucking
in?
Fucking pizza.
I told
and
you.
And this pizza you ordered an hour and a half ago is
still
not here.
Yeah, we ordered a pizza. It's not here, and now we're going to leave.
Oh, it's 8. It's only 8.
No, dude, we're on at 9.
It's 4 minutes away.
Exactly. Dude, tell him to chill out.
Dude, we gotta
saw
drink these
and
beers.
Red one time,
I would tell him
and
to
they
keep
rolled
his dick
up
in
a fucking tour bus a half hour after the show
you
started.
You know what? This is a pretty good excuse to cut our set short and just be like, oh, you know what? We're going to have to chop some songs.
All right. We're going to do picturesque.
Dog, we had such a good set last night in Orlando.
Not the song.
And we didn't first show in like, I don't even know, like 5 years. We didn't play Muffhugger. We cut all like, we just flipped
felt
the set.
So good.
It was nice, dude. It was liberating. Frick Muffhugger. But we played a bunch of new shit, and it was like we performed the song, upcoming song with UBI from Seth's crew. We did that live first time.
Now, I don't want to get it wrong when I meet him later. Which one's Seth and which one's crew?
And they're actually both not there.
They're not here?
You only got to worry about saying hi
to one
dude.
Do the ticket prices get cheaper because they're not getting their cut?
No, doggy. There's more shit.
So, wait. They still get their cut. This is a paid sick day for them? Are they getting their cut without even doing anything?
Maybe. It's licensing royalties. So fucking email, give us a call. I had fan questions queued up, but we have to leave. I'm sorry. TPS Reports Podcast at Gmail. 708-797-3079. Leave us a voicemail and go to patreon.com/PalmerSquares if you want to be a super fan and contribute to.
Oh yeah, by the way, I'm a biggest fan, so.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Still?
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't cancel. Is that what you asked why you said still?
No, I like, because I put
do the. Do people do that?
I know I put the producer credits together and I
I'm
just
on
didn't.
Bars.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I'm in the back bars.
At this point, it's a copy paste thing, but I appreciate
it. Thanks
man.
A lot. And did you notice that he's Samuel Jamal Snoots? Yeah, when he got a Patreon and he put in his middle name is Jamal. It was a nickname. Samuel Jamal Snoots. So you sent
well,
an email.
Yeah.
Said thank you, Samuel Jamal.
If you
Snoots.
Donate to our Patreon, you could be like these guys and hang out with us every time we're in your city.
Don't lie to them.
You can also get
20%
off.
This took years
off.
Of not being creepy and texting him nudes. I had nudes lined up.
You can also get 20% off all merchandise at thepalmersquares.com/shop.
Or just come to room 128 and you can just break in and take it. We're about to go to the show. I'll leave it open.
Get at me.
Next month, September. September 13th, we're in Toronto at Adelaide Hall. Tickets are on sale. Go to thepalmersquares.com/shop.
Withdraw.
And yeah, and September 14th, the next night, St. Catharines at Detour Music Hall. Yeah, we'll see you there. And we're going to be hitting the road with our current tour mate and future tour mate, UBI, on his Underbed Influence tour, which is supposed to start around Halloween time-ish. So stay tuned for that.
Spooky.
Go to junkyardsamurai.us. That's where we're going to put all the shit as the new project comes out and we release stuff. But the you can pre-save it on Spotify right now if you go there.
Semi-international.
I'm also going to mention, next week, Term is out of town visiting family, and Drew's not going to be around. And we only had time to record this one episode before the shit hits the fan. So we actually have one we recorded, which times out nicely from a year ago. It was recorded on September 4th, and next Wednesday is September 5th. So this is an old podcast that we like recorded past, and we were stashing a couple
still
like backup.
A little rusty.
I can step in for him next week if you need somebody.
Yeah, you want to fly to Chicago?
Well, yeah.
I gotta leave. We so if you wonder why Term doesn't open up with the goofy song, that's because this is a year old.
Just
so
record it now.
We're gonna play a throwback one that we recorded with our buddy Will is chilling next week. Because we didn't ever put it out. It just sat there.
That one also
kinda
had
like
an
bars.
Audience.
Just sits there.
And I didn't like it as much.
Thank you guys for listening and watching Bars as well. Like that video did as well as an unreleased fucking thing as any official release we've ever done.
Thank you guys for having me on. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, this worked out well. And I had it in mind driving up. I just had no idea. You know how, like, I don't know how the time shit's going to work out until we are here.
And that's another thing. Like, I don't want to ever, like, think we're going to hang out all night.
And I was like, this should be perfect, man. We got a sound check. Come to the hotel. We'll do an episode. And then we got to get to the show. Subscribe, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Listen to the show.
That was, again, Ryan Burkett. You can find me on MySpace.
We got the old episode next week, and we're going to end with a new song featuring us by our homie Tommy Solis, and it's called Dab Naps. We just you can find it on his Spotify. It should be. I think it's in a bunch of spots. So,
the link works.
I like my verse on this a lot. I think we...
Yeah, the end
it turned
of my,
out good.
The end of my verse is super dope.
You don't.
I'm surprised.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say dumb.
I'm surprised
yeah,
those earphones can fit on how big your head is. I like my verse.
Oh, we're gonna start a roast battle right
well,
now. Okay.
Oof.
All right, we gotta get out of here. This is Dab Naps by Tommy Solis featuring us, the Palmer Squares. Thank you, Ryan, and the old episode.
You're welcome.
This throwback. We'll see you next week.
Smooches.
When can I expect my check for this in the mail?
Play my role, obtain my goals, and raise my children. But you know I stay high. I play my role, obtain my goals, and raise my children. But you know I light in hell and I in hell. Might as well get high as hell. No matter if I'm by myself or vibing with my clientele. I'm indifferent, I can tell. I get lifted, I prevail. I'll intel with my intel. How I excel when I excel. I light in hell and I in hell. Might as well get high as hell. No matter if I'm by myself or vibing with my clientele. I'm indifferent, I can tell. I get lifted, I prevail. I intel with my intel. How I excel when I excel.
Yo, hobnob at the convocation. Drop top on the Mazda racing. Miles away, hydroplaning with the ganja blazing. Not embracing moderation. A pompous abomination, we evade any complication. Denomination, uncommon to commoner, so I'm changing the conversation. Yeah, gift to gab, I leave ears bent. Fiscal famine, can't pay our rent. 50 cal in my AR-10, riding RPM like Dave Arquette. It's your favorite headbanging space cadet. Might sprain your neck when I take effect. Been breaking bread with the baker's man. Pen hits the pad and I'm KRS. Let's make a deal, back in business. Stacking chips, no potato peels. We'd got me coughing like Vito Corleone. Walking across the tomato field. By and large, I'm a fire starter. Freezing rain, need to buy a parka. Meet your maker when it's time for karma. Like, see you later, y'all sayonara.
I light in hell and I in hell. Might as well get high as hell. No matter if I'm by myself or vibing with my clientele. I'm indifferent, I can tell. I get lifted, I prevail. I'll intel with my intel. How I excel when I exhale. I light in hell and I in hell. Might as well get high as hell. No matter if I'm by myself or vibing with my clientele. I'm indifferent, I can tell. I get lifted, I prevail. I intel with my intel. How I excel when I exhale.
Ain't nothing like good.
good conversation about worldly views and hood observations. Which thoughts are racing, which thoughts you're chasing, which stars are placing, which constellation, which taco places the bomb is tasting. My vote to see droves, a dose of me gold. You're crazy as fuck, saying look, burrito, but it's cool because y'all finna smoke the sweet dough. Drug of choice, no placebo, promotes libido and halts your ego. Yes, man, no X-Men, but let it expand your whole cerebro. Second of a short, oh no, Sereno, no DeVito, you know the credo. Ain't about the fuckery though, I don't need a case like your seat, bro. Extract, got a fella feeling abstract. Grab that gas mask like a hazmat. Asthmatic, and I need to take a dab now. That's what happens every time I hang with Mad Max. Fast slaps and shots are in the backpack. Tag tasks from scratch, but you can grab that. In the sauce, be caution when you dab fat. In the sauce, be caution when you dab fat. Only thing that you see me consumes the ill. DMT and the shrooms. Set the seed in the womb, been seized in the womb by the sweetness of me, a perfume. I breathe in the fumes, it eases the blues. Leaves me appeasing, it leaves me move. I'm eating the sweet, then cheese at the move. And guess what I'm eager to do? I am,
and mustard. Go wild like General Custer. Could've mustered the strength. They wonder what happened. The thunder go banging. The gun get to clapping. The blunder get passing. The front to the back and the back to the front. Let me hit it again. Begin the middle of the end. I stays lit. Your criticism, it says that you ain't listening. Fixing the glitch and the click that I'm whipping. The detriment to this rap game. Since when? Ever since it entered into this rap game. But that's all perception. Long as you want the best shit. Make every moment matter. Same color and shape as a soda cracker. In a trade place with a cold cadaver. Stoner slacker. No good bastard. Stolen swagger. Croaking daggers, speaking slang to the bang of the speaker. Leave you hanging with a rope and ladder. Making babies in a race to the grave. Another fat, dumb, lazy kid. What a great big waste of a nation. But hey, that's just the way it is. Please don't fake the funk. We're gonna need cocaine to bump. Weed smoke, blaze it up. Salt peanuts, we call train a monk. It's not a show, it's a fifi. We on a roll like TP, RP, all like C3B. Fuck, keep on PCP.
Obtain my code and raise my charge.
That's just the way it is.